Lamont Jones is shattered when his cousin dies just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. Wondery presents Death County, PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups. Follow Death County, PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When a young woman named Desiree vanishes without a trace, the trail leads to Kat Torres, a charismatic influencer with millions of followers. But behind the glamorous posts and inspirational quotes, a sinister truth unravels. Binge all episodes of Don't Cross Kat early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Hey, this is Nerf with a quick taste of what's going on the Magic Tavern Patreon. It's March Magic, and everyone on the Patreon is voting on what magic users are better than whatever other magic users. Here's the first 13 minutes or so of the Patreon episode, putting together the bracket. Not the whole episode, but enough to get you all hot and bothered about it. Have a listen.
All right, guys, we are interrupting the usual Hello from the Magic Tavern Patreon feed. So Offices and Bosses is just taking a slot off. It'll be back. But we are putting together our very first March Magic, a sort of March Madness bracket for the world of Foon. Now, Usador. Yes, I am now opening the floor to questions. Usador.
Why?
Good question. So here, on my world, Earth, where I come from, I'm not from this world, there's a thing called March Madness that people go crazy for. Yes, I haven't finished my answer, but Chunt, yes.
Why?
Why do they go crazy?
Great follow-up question. They go crazy because they just love this thing called brackets. They love, like, having things compete with other things. I think it started in the podcast world, where podcasts like Doughboys and Blank Check do these brackets to sort of eliminate things down throughout March. And that got so popular that basketball teams started doing it as well.
Usador, Arnie's told us about this before. He said it was one of his favorite things when he was 16 or 17. It's a black and white thing. It's two guys in turtlenecks, and one always says, "Would you like to pet my monkey?" or something like that. Brackets.
Oh, yeah. Brockets.
Brackets. Brockets. Yeah. That's what it is. Brockets.
So, I don't want to get too distracted by all of that. Guys, that should be my new catchphrase. I should just say that all the time.
Would you like to pet my monkey?
No, I should sort of say, I don't want to get distracted by all of that and just...
Now is the time on Brockets when we dance.
Guys, stop dancing.
It's so fun. I see why people go crazy for this. Whee!
So what we're going to do is we are going to come up with about 16 magic users in Foon.
Easy.
And they're all going to compete against each other, not using magic, but in the court of public opinion. Our Patreon listeners are going to vote on who would beat who until it's eventually narrowed down to there's one winner.
Wow, Arnie, can I just say, the court of public opinion, a place where all magic is zapped away, where everyone just leaves frustrated and annoyed and furious with one another because they put forward their opinion and it doesn't match up with somebody else's. Wow, this is going to be delightful.
Yes, Usador, what's your question?
So you have Doughboys on Earth?
Yeah, we do. They're great. Much more popular than we are.
Do they poke each other's tummies?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, emotionally.
Right. And they sort of giggle.
Yes, they do.
And then they
talk about dicks a lot. Yes.
What? Well, Doughboys here in Foon are just little men made of dough with little baker's hats, a little blue ribbon on them, and they're very cute. They run around, they poke each other in the tummy, and they they laugh every time you poke them in the tummy.
What do they do for work?
Hold on, at night, usurer. Here's what they do for work.
They bake each other, and then they eat each other. It's terrifying.
Ruthless, until there's only one, and then the remaining one gains all their power until they get so big that they collapse under the weight of themselves and turn into thousands of little doughboys, and it starts all over again.
That's right.
Can that be the first participant, the doughmen?
Sure. Okay. Let's see here. the dome. So wait, are we going to be doing entire races of magic users? Or
whoa. What? Mm-hmm. What are you saying?
I guess I thought we were going to maybe be doing like individual magicians or sorcerers, but you're suggesting like an entire race, like a magical race, right? Unless not understanding what you're saying.
Well, they're kind of one big symbiotic being, you know, they do devour each other, and there's a kind of a life cycle that they're kind of, even though they're each individual little domain, they're sort of like, I don't know how to describe it. They're sort of immortal.
Yeah, and Arnie, there's a big question. They're immortal, and there's a big question. Which came first, the men or the boys?
Mm.
Right.
The eternal question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so are we putting the dough boys or the dough men on the bracket?
Let's put dough man, because that's when they're all united. That's when there's one winner, and it grows and grows right before it bursts into the dough boys again. Let's say dough man.
Dough man, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Very well. Okay. Well, you know, in the northwest of Foon, other than the Dough Man, there are several other interesting sorcerers and magical creatures. I mean, there's Giltronon.
Giltronon?
Yes, he's a centaur, and Giltronon the centaur is well known for his moon magic. And when the moon is full, he'll call down. Raging fires and terrible plagues, but other times he'll use it to cast a feast. He's unpredictable, I would say, in the way he plies his magic over the world. He's a force of nature. Yes, Giltron and the Centaur. I'd put him on the list for sure.
Okay, yeah. And you know what? I think we've got a pretty good cadence going here where we each do one, right? So I'll come up with one. I don't really know as many magic users in Foon.
Well,
so.
This might help you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When we talked about the Dough Man, that made me think of Giltronon because they're both in the Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe someone else from the Northwest. Maybe just,
if
regional,
we want to... Yeah, let's make regional.
Yeah, maybe we just do it by region, you know?
Do I know anyone
I don't know if
Northwest?
That's how they do it on Earth, but I just wanted to throw that out there. What's that?
You know what? I'm going to go with Chris Angel.
Chris?
I'm not familiar Angel? With Chris Angel.
Is it okay if I throw in some Earth magicians, some Earth magic users?
So this is an angel named Chris?
Yeah.
Wait, I thought you said they don't do magic on Earth.
Well... You know, they do their own sort of... They do it... Look, it's kind of not real magic, but it's entertaining.
Okay.
Especially if you have a sense of irony.
Oh, so like it's like Usador.
Hey.
Exactly.
Watch your little badger mouth.
What are you going to do, make a little hat at me?
Oh, you don't think I will? Bing!
Oh.
Yes. I got... Arnie, I got one. I've been wondering. Right.
You're collecting these hats. So I'm very excited. Oh, and I'm sorry. I should have clarified. It's Chris Angel, colon, mind freak.
Whoa!
The colon mind freak?
He's a mind freak, guys. Keep this in mind.
His brain is in his colon? Wow, that is a mind freak.
Why wouldn't you just go by mind freak? It's a much stronger name.
I don't know. I mean, Chris Angel's a pretty good name.
Yeah. Now, does he freak your mind out because of his magic, or is his, his clothing really busy?
Very good question. Both things totally inseparable from each other.
Gotcha.
Although, you know what? No, hold on. No, it's the clothes. Okay. The magic is very secondary, to the point of maybe being non-existent at times.
Oh, now I'm
That's
interested.
The greatest trick the Chris Angel ever pulled.
Well, there's an old saying in Foon, which is the clothes maketh the magic.
Oh. Usador, how much of your clothes would you say are responsible for your magic?
Responsible for?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say any of it's responsible for. I'd say, the accoutrements and garments that I have gathered over the years. So I was born into this world from a conspiracy of wind and bird and rain and fire and frogs and squirrels and whales that insisted there be a champion. But I was completely naked. And then I found a big staff, a big stick. That was the first thing I did.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started finding rings and robes and talismans and all sorts of crap that enhanced my magical abilities and focused my magical abilities.
Hmm.
I'm sort of without those things. I'm sort of like unfocused raw magic.
Mm-hmm.
Arnie, did we know about the whales?
I don't know that
we knew
about
the wind and the earth and the fire or whatever, but
yeah,
I didn't know whales were.
Yeah, and Chun, thank you. I know we haven't talked to Usador about this, but clearly some time ago we decided that we would take turns listening to what Usador was saying.
Oh, and thank goddesses.
I know. It was your turn because I wasn't listening at all.
When we were both doing it, I felt like information was leaking out of my ears.
Exactly.
Hi. Okay. Oh, Arnie.
So, Chun, it's your turn.
Yes, it's my turn. I gotta say, this is so delightful. Just to mentally picture how you described a bracket, it's so fun to think about 16 people competing. Like, that sounds so sweet. And then you narrow it down to 8. And those 8 have to be like, they're like the elite, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get down to 4, that's the final, that's it. Like, there's 4 final people, and that's it, right? Because
There is 4 final people, but then there's the 2. There's
just the 2. There's no.
Which I guess is just like the final matchup.
Final 2. So
they should really work 2 into that name.
Terrific 2.
The terrific 2.
And then the top 2 have a co-winning state.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're both winners. Is that right or?
No, they compete. At the end of this, there's going to be one winner, unless, of course, it's the Dough Man, in which case it's thousands of winners that are symbiotically connected as one.
So we get down to the final 4, then we go to 2, then we go to 1?
Mm-hmm.
So there's only one winner of brackets? Now I'm as happy as a little girl.
Wow, he's really pulling his robe out from the chest.
I know.
I guess that'll hold up 25 years from now.
Sure.
Probably. We have to assume. Okay. Arnie, I don't know. And you, sir, let me know if this counts, because I know some creatures that you all are probably not aware of. But you let me know if this counts. Do y'all know Wily Potatoes, the rat with a wand inside of him?
Wily Potatoes, the rat with a wand inside of him.
No, he's used to it.
I'm sorry to laugh.
He's used to it.
But Wiley's one of my favorite guys. And every time I think about him, I laugh. Oh, of course, yeah.
So, Arnie, what this is nobody knows when and nobody knows who, but at some point in time, a wizard tried to kill a rat by stabbing it with its wand. Absolutely skewered it. But the rat lived and ran away. And as it scampers around, anytime it coughs or fart, magic spews from either end. Really one of the most powerful creatures in all of Foon, but he can't really control it.
Is he the creature that's always trying to catch the reed ruiner?
I want to say yes, but I'm not going to.
Not worth delving into that aspect.
So Potatoes?
Wily Potatoes, the rat with a wand inside him. Okay, rolls off the tongue.
Wily Potatoes, I've been trying to recruit him to my band of heroes for decades. You know, it's an unusually long-lived rat because of the wand also. I don't think Chunt mentioned that part. Yes, the magic is random. Yes, the magic is out of control. The rat really can't control the magic. But over time, Wily has sort of become, I don't know, I would say less rat-like, and taking on some more, been personified a bit more, and it was just really funny, sweet guy, sweet as hell.
Okay.
Anytime it's your birthday, he will cast a spell in your direction. Now, whether or not you see it, or you're there to, receive it, that's another matter, but he will absolutely cough in your general direction.
Yeah, he eats a lot of chili, just so he can cast those birthday spells. Yeah.
Okay, like I said, that's just the first part of the episode. The rest is available to Patreon subscribers at patreon.com/magictavern. The voting has already begun on some of the matchups, but there's still plenty of time to get in on the fun and vote for your favorite magic users. Plus, it's a great way to support the podcast. There should be a link in the show notes. That's it for now. I'll see you March 18th with a new season of Hello from the Magic Tavern.
In 1976, a Georgia native, Navy veteran, and peanut farmer named Jimmy Carter won his bid for the presidency. What Carter didn't know then was that the next 4 years would be the most difficult he could ever imagine. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's podcast, American History Tellers. We take you to the events, times, and people that shaped America and Americans, our values, our struggles, and our dreams. In our latest series, we explore Jimmy Carter's time in the White House, from his unexpected presidential victory as an outsider vowing to clean up Washington, to his remarkable diplomatic breakthroughs and legislative accomplishments on energy, education, and the environment. But Carter also faced crushing challenges as he worked to lead the country through energy shortages, sky-high inflation, and the Iran hostage crisis. Follow American History Tellers on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Experience all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.